It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
Yeah, that body's a blessing, girl.
So one of the reasons why I really like hockey, hockey. It's because it's cold.
Like, where'd you get
hockey? Cold as ice. I wasn't going to talk about hockey. I was going to talk about baseball. Rockies. See, I was old enough to remember when Rockies was Rocky Hockey. And Rapids were just things that several out-of-towners died on every summer.
I play hockey and I fornicate because those are the two most fun things in cold weather.
That's true. But one of the things I really like about baseball is because it's such a long season, guys oftentimes just lose it. Case in point. So I just got to read this. This is from so this must have been yesterday. I believe they're playing at Cleveland. And Yasiel Puig, who hasn't been making any news, hasn't been playing very well, was batting in actually the ninth hole and hit a home run in Cleveland. And so I guess he was getting booed a little bit. So as he was running up first, he was running up first baseline, he went full Fabulous Thunderbirds on the crowd.
Yeah, give it
Thunderbirds,
right to him.
Give him the
spin crowd.
Give him the too tall.
First it was the Mets.
Los Dedos.
First it was the Mets mascot.
Now yes.
It's Yasiel Puig.
Yes. And then the person who wrote this article from ESPN said, hey, at least Puig flipped off the other team's fan. Former New York Yankees pitcher Jack McDowell flipped off the Yankees after getting booed while pulled from a game. Do you know what his nickname became after that? The Yankee Flipper.
The Yankee Flipper.
Like, that's the best. That is the best mascot or the best nickname ever. The Yankee Flipper.
Not a dolphin, right?
No. No. So there's other famous double popsicle stick action. Did you ever see Billy Martin, the former manager of the? Did you ever see his Topps card where he was actually holding?
Yeah, he
went FU face down. Ted Williams actually flipped off Fenway faithful both ends of a doubleheader. So, anyway.
Got to get it in when you can.
Puig's 10th home run of the season. They're leading right now 6-2. The Dodgers are. They did have the bases loaded.
Hope they lose.
It doesn't seem like they're going to right now. But the good news is they're a half game back, so if they win, they'll only be tied with the Rockies. So there you go. You know, the other thing that everyone has been talking about, I'm so glad, like, I've almost been tempted to go down to Broncos mandatory training camps.
Yes.
But I just can't do it.
Why?
Because I think it's...
Too early?
It's too early. I think it's boring, man. I just don't know what to tell you about it. I mean, it's hot.
Practice.
Talking about practice. I mean, we're talking about practice. But at least the good news from people, and also I can listen to all the people around tell me the same thing. Apparently, for the first time ever, the offense showed signs of life. Apparently, the Paxton Lynch tossed about four or five red zone touchdown passes, and Simeon did about the same. They did a lot of 7-on-7.
Still practice.
Yes. If you listen to Eric and Les here in the afternoons, you would know that Les certainly goes down to practices, and I'm sure that Eric does too from time to time. they will tell you that Simeon looked better today.
Okay.
Simeon looked better. So for what it's worth. And this is why I think this is why I'm so happy I don't have to go down and cover it. Because I believe that watching practice is so I believe you're biased when you watch practice. I don't believe that people are just, you know, just, oh, I'm just going to watch and just see what happens, and whatever happens, happens. No. If you are a guy who believes that first-round draft pick Paxton Lynch should be starting, then you're going to confirm to yourself that he's the better quarterback. And if you believe that even though he is a first-round pick, he's just not getting the nuances of the offense as quickly as Simeon is, which is seems to be the common perception. But either way, you're doing it because if you're going to find out, you're going to look for stuff that's going to confirm your biases. Confirmation bias is what I call it. And I hate that ESPN has all these people who are using, you know, confirmation bias and recency bias and all this kind of stuff. Yes, we all know that, you know, that these exist. You don't have to use the, like, great. You learned a big word in college. So I don't like to go down there, one, because it's hot, and two, you know, I don't believe that I am a position. I don't watch the tape of these guys. I don't watch. I mean, I've been watching football my whole life, is just like a lot of you guys out there. You know, but we still have these arguments about who was really to blame for the offensive woes last year. And to me, it was not all on Simeon. And frankly, Paxton Lynch did not look better than Simeon. Granted, opportunities were limited. But what is clear is that both guys are getting used to this offense, and this offense is going to be a lot more prolific than Gary Kubiak's or Patrick or Mike Shanahan's offense. It's just going to be better. It's not going to be worse. So I guess I can say this on June 14th, 2017. I guarantee you this, Broncos fans. This offense, regardless of who is quarterback, will be much better than last year. Whoever is quarterback will have more touchdowns than they had last year. You will see some much bigger offensive production by wide receivers, tight ends. And I am telling you that this offense is going to be better, regardless of quarterback. Regardless of quarterback. So that's why I don't want to get into this whole thing. I mean, Mike McCoy forgot. Okay, the big free agent that the Broncos got in the offseason was to bring in Mike McCoy as offensive coordinator and to bring in Bill Musgrave as quarterback's coach. What you basically did is you got yourself two offensive coordinators to work with these quarterbacks to get them ready to go. It does not matter who starts a quarterback. Both are going to be better than they were last year. Now it's up to the defense a little bit here. I mean, the defense has been shoving the offensive around, and they also did get some work. Lorenzo Doss and Jamal Carter each intercepted, but they were like getting against someone I've never heard of, a quarterback. But the Broncos were very happy about what happened on offense today at mandatory training camps. They were happy to see their quarterbacks getting things done. And the one thing that I am actually the most impressed with is the amount of work Vance Joseph has done so far getting his guys to make plays to get touchdowns rather than field goals when you get into the red zone. Because I will tell you that it doesn't matter what quarterback you have. I've seen quarterbacks with big arms, Jay Cutler. I've seen quarterbacks with marginal arms, Brian Griese. I've seen left-handers with Jake Plummer. And I've seen, you know, guys who couldn't even throw with Tim Tebow. And the thing that they all could, their success was on, was based upon, was getting the ball in the end zone when they get in the red zone. You settle for field goals, you're not going to be a good team. That's what happened to Brian Griese. That's what happened to Jake. That's what happened to Jay Cutler. Plummer and Tebow, they could get in the end zone. I mean, that's just all I'm telling you. It might have been a miracle that Tebow did it, but he did. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for which guy is going to get me touchdowns in the red zone, and whoever that is, that's who is going to be the starter for me. We'll be back with hour number two after this.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this. Only on Mile High Sports.